Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to Rolling with the Diva. Sabrina Williams, I'm your host, and we're going to start out today with some music, and we're going to talk about me, myself, and I, and how that looks for you, and how that you need to love yourself no matter what. So right now, I need to get to the phone because I am on the speaker, so if you guys could just give me a second. Because I didn't actually have a show scheduled, but you know what? You can't be frazzled. Sometimes things just happen, and you just have to let them go. But I'm going to get my nutrition right now. I'm going to make my shake right now. So I'm going to play some music for you guys. Yeah, a little rattled, a little nervous, because I don't like things being out of order as part of my little behavior, like, oh my God, things get out of order, and you think you're not perfect. You're not perfect. So we're going to talk about that with me, myself, and I, loving yourself today. And this is a series I'm going to be doing on Thursday afternoons on living beyond. And it's just going to be an awesome series. It's going to be short, brief, but it's going to help everybody learn to cope and learn to do things that are amazing and awesome. And they're just going to be like, we're going to have a series, I think it's toward the end of the month, on THC, CBD oil, and marijuana. Because everybody, especially says with CBD oil, CBD oil is like, they might help you with sex and everything. But you know me, I'm researching this stuff because I want to see what this is about. Because if that can help me, and I need to go rethink all of this stuff. Anyway, it's a joke. I just love saying that. I have seen some fantastic things about CBD oil. But here we go. We're going to play a song by Lady Cassandra, and we will be right back.
Oh,
All right, that was Lady Cassandra. Now you guys can hear my voice. And, oh, my God, I'm back on track. I'm getting my little amino acid drink that I have, and I'll tell you guys about that in a second. But I want you guys to follow a couple of people that we're going to talk about after I do this, I read this to you guys. It's called I Look, I Feel, I Relook. I Look, I Feel, I Relook. Why am I different? Why is my walk different? I love me, but myself, struggling to see the truth. Open your eyes. Look to God. See yourself as He does. Yes, I know I'm a sinner, but so is everyone. Sometimes, in order to love yourself, and as I call this beginning of the Beyond series, you have to love yourself first before anybody else does, because nobody else is going to be your biggest fan unless you are. And I know we all have our best friends, and we all have people that want to come and, you know, come by our side and help us and say, oh my God, you're like awesome. But what happens? Seriously, listen to my voice. What happens when these people go away and they're not there at that moment in time? Oh, let me stop for a minute. What you're hearing is upstairs they're drilling on something. I'm not burying anybody's body or anything, or trying to fold gold or something. That's just them. They always seem to work on things when I have a radio show to do and I'm home, which I'm rarely home. But anyway, so let's go back to that. Like, you have all these friends, and don't get me wrong, friends are great, family's great. At some point, me, myself, and I needs to be so integrated into you that even if there was nobody around and you woke up in the middle of the night and you were having maybe a panic attack, because I wake up sometime and I have those, and you have to be able to tell yourself that I'm okay, we're okay, and we can do this. Because if you have to have everybody at every minute in time or needing a text with a smiling face to confirm that you're the greatest person in the world, we need to rethink that. And I'm not saying you aren't, because you guys know my post. I'm always saying you are more than enough. You are great. You're wonderful. You're destined for greatness. But you have to learn to accept you as yourself, because if you don't, then others will, but some people won't, and they'll see that like sharks, and they will actually feed on you. They'll go for blood. So you need to really, really really understand that. Here's another poem I wrote. All of these that I wrote are my poems, and my pen name is Diva Williams. You're more than welcome to read them, but if you share, you need to give me credit. If you steal it, then Jesus doesn't like you. I'm just kidding, not really. He loves you, but it's not nice to steal people's things without their permission. I don't know why I said that. I just said that. Oh, my God. I'm like, okay, let me stop. Okay, so here's the poem called I Am. I am my biggest fan. I am more than enough. I am my own cheerleader. I am loved and unique. I am more than enough. I'm the light of my own smile. I'm more than enough. I am powerful and blessed. My life is mine. I choose to believe I am, I am, I am, I am more than enough. Now, what am I trying to say today? Am I just doing the show because I want to hear myself talk? No, I do not. I'm doing this show because I know that a lot of people take the time, effort to either listen to me while they're driving or on the internet radio. Hi, Charles Thompson, my nephew. He's so awesome. Love that young man. I love all the Thompsons and the Urbans and everybody in that family. I've known them now going on over, oh, my God, 30 years. Some of these young men and awesome women, Sarah, oh, my God, Charles, and Charles, there's two Charles, one we call Chavez, oh, my God, are amazing, 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 amazing. Andrew, they're all amazing and do great things. And these, today I was, you know, I have been asked by Volante Grant, who is an amazing, she has sanctuary time, and she's, her fan base has gone up to 300,000 in the last year because she is working with a Bible company, and she has a video that she does for them, and she said I needed to get my website up, do some other things, and blog so I can be attached to her page also on YouTube. And I'm just thinking, you guys all know I talk a lot and I seem so energetic, but the reason, honestly, today I'm doing this on me, myself, and I, because I really had to have come to terms with you are worthy of all these good things that are happening and people who want to connect with you. I mean, you have to keep believing in yourself and know that, yes, there is a higher power and there's God. And some of you guys believe in higher power. I believe in God. You know, sometimes I'm the biggest sinner more than anybody. And I say it because people are like, oh, my God, you're so perfect. And I'm so also not because I like I could be evil. If you ever seen Equalizer 1 or 2 or you've seen The Accountant, I could be those characters. So I'm not perfect, far from it. But I just really had to do the show today. I'm doing it for you guys, but also for me to remind myself that when good things happen, don't withdraw into yourself. Go out and express yourself. So when Charles Thompson had he messaged me just like almost like it was God, like, oh my gosh. And he said, hey, he had looked up these websites, you need to do this, this and this, and I'm like, okay. And I asked him, why are you helping me? Because he said, I can. Did you hear me? He said, I can. And that's the great thing. I offered him money. He's like, this is not about the money. I can. And it took me back to the times when they were little, and it reminded me of the term family. Family is not always who you are born blood with. Because sometimes things happen, you may go up and down. And just to be honest, okay? Some of your siblings, you know, they're not your biggest fan. Some aren't, but it doesn't matter. The fact is that there's people on earth that are your family, and it just reminded me that people do care about me, but I first have to care about myself. So I have to be honest, and Charles is probably listening to this, but at first I was like, let me just get rid of him so I don't have to talk to him. But then I was like, God's like, no, that's not very nice. You know, and I realized I'm worthy of somebody else's time. And this young man, oh my God. Okay, so let me talk to you first. Charles Thompson is one of the most prolific, and I'm not just saying this because he's my nephew, earthly nephew. I'm just saying, and I feel like he's my blood nephew. I might as well be. He's the most prolific artist that can draw freehand. Let me tell you, freehand of some of the greatest artists. Let me see, who could I think of? He could draw a picture of Snoop Dogg, but let me take you to somebody even better. Jimi Hendrix, Marilyn Monroe, Martin Luther King. What was wrong with me? Did I have some, like, something in my mouth? No, I don't know why I said it like that. But I love Martin Luther King. He can draw Obama. The young man is prolific. If you guys get a chance, I'm just actually going to take a couple of his pictures and say and tag and just say, look at this. And you should watch him when he's doing live, because he'll do it live and he'll watch and he'll draw. And he's an artist, and he's also a graphic designer and branding. So if you guys need branding for your product, and what is branding? Because a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, is that like brandy? No, is that like brandy to liquor? It's not like brandy to the girl who sung or anything like that. It's called branding your product. Who am I? I'm Rolling with the Diva. That's what I do. That's my name. That's what I love. But who is Rolling with the Diva? When people see that on a T-shirt, because I'm going to get T-shirts and hats made, they'll be pink and white. When somebody sees that, what is Rolling with the Diva? What's a brand? But what is a brand? Brand is, I want people to know when they see the term Rolling with the Diva, you can see me around the world traveling, but when I'm traveling, I'm talking to people on the radio, on the phone, I'm talking about their mental health and trying to make them understand that your mind, body, and spirit have to be in sync. Basically, me, myself, and I, like I always talk about, you have to be in sync, you have to be okay, because mental health, my biggest goal and challenge in this world is for all people to be in touch with me, myself, and I. So when your mental health is in question, that you're either willing to reach out for help, or you're willing to be your own help, or you're willing to talk to a family or friend. And I'm being serious on that. So when you listen to this recording today, I want you to listen to it again, because me, myself, and I, it's just not, oh my God, Sabrina, those are things. They weren't created just... God gave a long time ago Freud, all kinds of people, all kinds of psychologists terms. Those are God's terms. But for us to understand as a man, me, myself, and I, means you have three parts of you, and you need to get them in sync, because if you don't get them in sync, good people like Charles or good people like Volante or Mark Roscoe, come along, or Kimmy Kim, who wants to sponsor your radio, who wants to help you get out there, when those people come along and say you're doing great work, And if you can't see it in yourself, then you're going to make it harder for them to help you, because God puts people in your life for a reason. There is no coincidence that somebody would today or somebody, Charles, would say, hey, let me help you. It's God. God knows what I need. I need these websites up. I need to be a blog. I need to start my blogging because I've been asked to attach those to other things. So let's be real. We sometimes sabotage our own self. Me, myself, and I get separated. Let me tell you what I think I is. I just love me. That's what I always is. I love me. I love me. And I can sometimes be a little selfish, but that's okay because you should be selfish. Me is like, you know what? I'm going to say into myself, not really too much into talking to y'all. I don't got time for you, okay? Myself is, look, where's the Snickers bar? That's all I got to say. That's it. So you got to bring those three together so that they can work a plan for you to get things together. Because when I is working, because I is always the lead, it's actually myself. Self is sort of front, but I is really the lead. I is out there, and it's trying to get you together. And me is trying to be shy. Me's got to say, okay, you know what? This is for a gooder goal, and I'm going to do this. And myself, okay, come on, I'll give you a Snickers bar. Come on over here with us. Let's just get work this plan. Because there's going to be a part of you who should be selfish with your time. Should be selfish that I'm going to sleep. I'm going to do my thing. But there's appropriate times. But withdrawing with me and saying, I'm just going to eat a Snickers bar, and I'm nervous and I don't want to go interact with these people because I don't think people really want to help me is not the thing to do. Okay, so I just want to bring that to you guys' attention. I just really, truly love that. So I'm going to plan this song. Today is also about reading poems, playing songs, and this is what our Thursdays are going to be like going forward. It's going to be me talking. Maybe every so often I might have a guest on, but I'll be the first 30 minutes of it, and then the guest will come on the last 30 minutes to an hour. But these are more of encouraging you guys to see what you want to do, encouraging you to reach your goals, reach your dreams. And I don't want to hear, oh my God, I don't have no dreams. I can't be successful, because I'm going to come over there and kick your leg and move you. Because you know what? We all can do that. My friend Marcia yesterday said that I motivate her. And I have to admit, that is the one thing that I love doing with people, and I feel it's a gift of mine, is to motivate and encourage people. Because you know what? Not all of us are meant to be in the limelight. I'm not meant to be in the limelight. I just like helping people. So when people listen to my show, what I want you to take away with it is, what can I learn? How can I implement it? And where do I see myself going in the future? Those three things, okay? So we're going to listen to another song. This Helped Me to Pray by Dwayne Gott. Okay, but we're Blog Talk Radio. We got to come out of it to go into it. But before I do that, let me read you guys another poem, because I read I Am, and I had read you that one that I wrote, and I was trying to find the stronger one. Let me see. I'm trying to think of it. You guys hear me turning pages. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Well, we won't worry about that. We're just going to get to the song and take it from there, because we just sometimes Blog Talk just be cracking me up. Oh, and today in Las Vegas, it is the weather is weird again. You don't never know. You never know what you can expect in Las Vegas. There's always some drama with the weather. Like, oh my God, the weather hates Las Vegas this month. But then again, it's going to be a hot freaking month It's going to be a cold freaking October, November, and December. So anybody visiting Las Vegas, bring yourself one. And don't forget, if you guys have any travel that you want to do, Divine Royalty Travel, which is my company, we are able to help you put together a package, a personal package, whether you want to have a house vacation with friends and have personal chefs in, or you want to go to Spain or travel to Hawaii or take a Disney cruise. We can help you with that. So let me know how I can help you, what I can do for you, and just you can always, you can either email me or you can actually call me at 702-276-6831, 702-276-6831, and be happy to help you with any travel. You can travel on a budget. I talk about travel as this. travel is like putting things on layaway. Like you can put a trip on layaway for 2 years from now and take and go anywhere in the world. Travel is for everybody. Travel is to get your help. Why do you think employers give you vacation time? Well, not every employer, but well, why do you think a vacation time is important? So that you can take care of me, myself, and I, and you can be like, you can be feeling good about yourself. So just so you know, yes, as I'm talking, I'm getting back to you. Sometimes when I use my phone, it sometimes acts up, but I'm okay with that. Don't you guys sometimes feel like you guys are in my living room and I'm just talking to you guys? All right. Here we go with Help Me to Pray by Mr. Dwayne Gott. He was on the show about, about 2 months ago, and he is amazing. That was Dwayne God Help Me to Pray. That is like one of the most amazing songs, because sometimes when things are just like bad for you, if you just like just you, sometimes, and praying doesn't always mean, oh my God, you fall to your knees or something, but praying just means you could be somewhere in a car and you could just start talking to God and having a conversation with him, just trying to focus. And I like that. So Very awesome songwriter. By the way, if you guys have anybody that you would like to see on the show, or you have a favorite book that you'd like to read, and I can get a hold of Arthur, let me know, and I definitely will. I just love I love promoting people, and I love I just love helping people. So we're gonna move on to what is me, myself, and I. And self-acceptance, because that's today what it is, and we're talking about that. So anyway, all right, so today I am feeling much better as I'm talking this out and talking to you guys and just saying, hey, you know what, I'm trying to explain to you that nobody's perfect. We all have our flaws, and you know what, if you don't learn to accept you as you, then you can, then nobody else can be your biggest fan. And I think that's something that we all need to remember. I know it's hard, but you've got to. You've really got to learn to love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, there's people who can love you, but they can't do all of that work for you. So just learn to accept you as you are. Today I wrote a little piece on Instagram, which a lot of people really love. And I'm going to read that. I'm pulling that up right now. So if I go quiet for a second, don't think I'm not there. That might be moments for you guys to reflect about what I'm saying and thinking and taking the time. I would suggest this, as we do these Thursday series, that you guys get a journal and get yourself just write down in a moment that I pause for quietness and think about what you need to change for your life and what you want to see live different. Or if you don't want to change your life, what do you want to change with maybe a relationship you're in, which is still changing your life? I just thought that was interesting. All right, here we go. Okay, so this part of me, myself, and I is on the steps of loving yourself. And because I love to travel, I found something to do with travel and love. Okay, so this is from www.travelsoul-therapy.com. And they say, travel for loving yourself. To the same degree that you're loving yourself, you experience a fulfillment in life with the attitude of using travel as an experience of mode of inner transformation. Hey, isn't that what the diva been telling you? Mind, body, and spirit. When the mind, the body, and the spirit are in sync, you're in one. Transform your mind, your body will follow, and your spirit will be happy. So mind, body, and spirit. So, yeah, that was it. So here's what they say. There are three things that I really, really love about the steps of loving yourself. Self-acceptance. Remind yourself that whatever you focus on grows in dimension, volume, and presence in your experience of life. Therefore, decide to have an intention of approving yourself regardless of how you feel or what you do. Approve of yourself where you are and how you feel. When you disapprove, you generate more reasons to disapprove of yourself. Always hold on to the intention of approval of yourself. All right? Next one is self-forgiveness. Judgments are the limiting frames are the limiting frames of perceptions. Very often, standards for deserving love are based on self-judgment. When judging is engaged, loving yourself is not available, okay? So you need to, first, you always need to forgive yourself. And this, let me take this back a little bit, because sometimes people do things to us. In order to forgive them, we need to forgive ourselves, not because we did anything wrong, but because, okay, I forgive myself for getting upset about that person or how they harm me, and I forgive myself for just not making a man of myself because I did not see what was coming. Just forgive yourself, because if you can, then you forgive them. So let me continue. Take responsibility for one's less than perfect actions, and change of behavior does not require self-judgment. So don't judge yourself, just forgive. You know, that's it. No big deal. Self-regard, loving yourself, me, myself, and I. The three incorporated together, love yourself. And again, this is from www.travel-soul-therapy.com. I did not write this. This is from them. Please check them out. It's part of a travel soul therapy. And just let them know that you heard it on Rolling with the Diva. The last part was self-regard. As an immediate expression of loving yourself, self-regard is a shift to relating to yourself with positivity and approval of how you value your experience as a being. This includes taking a conscious relationship with yourself. Like I do, I tell everybody, I have a relationship with myself. I literally want to marry myself. I am happily content without a man. Now, don't get me wrong. Do I miss somebody holding my hand and taking me to the movies and going out to dinner? Absolutely, I do. But in order to be a whole person and experiencing all the things that I did with online dating, in-person dating, and being married, I realized at this point in my life, maybe where God has me, that it's to be single because I have come to be content. Maybe because I'm getting older. I just turned 54. I look good for my age. That's not the point, though. The point is you have to have a good, positive regard for yourself. Oh, yeah, you heard me earlier say that I struggle with getting down, things like that. But I really, in this point in my life, I love myself because if I don't love myself, then I cannot expect others. Do I feel that I'm going to get in a relationship with somebody? No, because I have come to the conclusion, lots of people disagree with me. They tell me I don't have enough faith or anything, and I don't believe in God that much. And I'm thinking they need to go sit down and reread their Bible, or maybe they're just special. Let's just say they're special on a purple bus, not the yellow bus, because the yellow bus has nice people on it. They're just purple special. So I believe that some people are meant to be single and can do a lot more in the world, and God has plans for them. So, and if you read in the Bible, not everybody was meant to. They'll tell you they're not. There were some people who were not. They didn't say people, but they like. Some have a mission for God to do this and la, la, la. So just so you know, from the outside, it appears that your life flow becomes more steady, more consciously directed to wholeness. Internally, there would be increased awareness of instinctive impulses and reactions that may choose to examine for the mirror. You can increase transformational power of travel with intention of loving yourself. Very often when I travel alone. And let me stop reading the article there. You can read the rest yourself on www.travel-soul.therapy.com. Tell them I sent you. Because let me tell you something about traveling alone. Traveling alone is fantastic. It's fantastic. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. When skies are gray, you'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Because I can travel by myself and don't have to share food. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to put a screen on that. I love traveling alone. Traveling alone allows me to, one, I don't have to share a bed with anybody. I can go back and forth across the bed. Two, I don't have to travel. I don't have to share food with people because I don't really like sharing food. I'll give people food. But one, when you get in a car or you get on a plane or you go somewhere by yourself, it's you. It's me, myself, and I. And you really got to learn to love yourself because sometimes even in a crowd of people, you could be alone. Not that you're alone because there are people there, but you could feel alone, but you need to be saying, I'm not alone. I got me, myself, and I, but I got all these people. Because let me tell you something that's really great about traveling, great. And remember, divine royalty travel can make your solo traveling the best that you want to be, okay? Is that it allows you to get in touch with you. When you're on a road trip and you're listening to music, your mind is concentrated on that music. But at the same time, guess what, people? You are in tune with yourself. You can't hide from yourself. You can try, but you can't. Like I know the first thing I do is when I get in a car and I'm about 20 minutes out and I know I'm on the road, I've already stopped, used the bathroom and everything, hey, now I'm on the songs and I'll start thinking the songs will literally start meaning things to me and I'll start remembering things or playing things through my head. Now, if somebody's in that car, you're going to turn the radio up and down, ebb and flow to be part of a conversation because you don't want to seem antisocial. Are you with me? Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad. So with that being said, you now, when you're traveling alone and you're on a plane, yeah, you're going to talk to people, believe me. Not unless I actually love to be myself and love to be quiet, but I love people and I will talk to people at that moment. But I can be in a crowd of people and just be as happy. But you're going to have time to read. You're going to have time to look at things and take your time. And as part of traveling alone, is actually learning to identify what your weakness is about and your fears about being alone. And I've had to experience that my first year of traveling and understand that and deal with that. So there's a lot more to be said about that. But traveling your own creates you to be your own biggest fan, your own persona for what you want to do in your life, and it gives you confidence. It can help in a lot of things. And with that being said, we're going to end the show in just a few minutes with a song, but I want to remind everybody, if you're struggling with mental health and or you have a domestic violence issue, please call 211. Domestic violence, please call 911 immediately if you're being abused in any form that is making you unsafe, your kids unsafe, or somebody around you. Because domestic violence is real. It's not a joke. It's not a game. And people don't need to live like that. So please call 911. The police can come out. They can get you to a shelter. A lot of things can help. A lot of people can help you. I know it's scary because you may have to leave the life that you're used to. And some of that life may be includes money. But think about this. Is your life worth all that money? Is it worth dying for? No, it's not. If you're suicidal, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room. For those people that are struggling with mental illness or you want group therapy or you want family therapy, please call 211 in all the states in the United States, and they will be able to refer you to sliding scale fee counseling or sometimes a non-compensatory fee, which is no charge for you. Again, I'd like to thank people such as Charles Thompson for reaching out to me today, making my day. That was awesome. I will be going back to graduate school, so you guys know, and we'll start that journey on August 24th. You guys are wonderful. I hope that you have a great weekend, that you remember that you're more than enough. You're awesome. God has great things with you. My favorite verse is Jeremiah 29:11. What's yours? I'd love to hear in an email or on Facebook or Instagram. Instagram is divay_2. And you can just send that to me on there, or unlike my post, I'll have this on there. Facebook, it's Sabrina, divay, Williams, Twitter, you can find me on any of those, and you will, and you'll be able to get in touch with me, and I'd like to know. So you guys have a great, wonderful day, and may you be blessed, may you be surrounded with greatness, and may you live for the rest of this week knowing that you are more than enough. You're awesome.